Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your hosting guide, Jojoba Maria Enseroma. And as always, I am going to open us up by honoring the ancestors. Yes. Of course, I always give tribute to my two teachers, now ancestors, Maladoma and Sabonfu Somme. And I ask you to think about your ancestors, whether you're blood related or not, and join me as we call out to the ancestors and ask them to be helpful and to be with us as we're going through this time. So ancestors, creator, mother, father, God, source, all the one that is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, we call out to you at this opening of the second quarter of 2023 and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversities as growth opportunities during this nature year. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to stop being in resistance to this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us gently, lovingly, and more deeply into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Asheho asa ashinga bismillah. And so it is. Yes, yes, yes. Whew. April. April is the first of the two mineral months we have in this nature year of 2023 that will reveal the results and manifestations of all the radical shifts and unexpected gifts that have occurred from 2020 to 2022. The numerology of this year is a universal seven, which represents wholeness and perfection, really cosmic perfection. That's very different from earthly perfection, y'all. And it's associated with ascension and a life free of obstacles, meaning that you no longer allow the obstacles to stop you. You actually use them to help you catapult forward. Yes. My theme for 2023 is adversity as the engine of success. Very important. And the theme for this time, this month in April, is open, wide, and receive. And it's one of the five collective commitments that I'll be spilling about all throughout this year. I want to thank you again as you join me as I share my wisdom, my insights, and support for consciously experiencing your happy endings and fulfillment in life during 2023. Now, I want to remind those of you who are listening to the live broadcast over the radio that if you have any kind of a problem with your internet or Wi-Fi connection, you can listen over the phone. And that number is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. Now, this live stream will be available as a YouTube video under my live category in a couple of minutes after I finish broadcasting. But you can ask questions, leave comments on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, my Facebook group, which is Wisdom Walk Community. Don't forget about my website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or in the comments section, of course, below the YouTube video. But right now, I ask and thank you for sitting back and joining me in this exploration and journey into our inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. Yes, 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 yes. So I am going to start off giving you our overview for tonight. I'm going to do a quick review about divine reciprocity, which I talked about in the last live stream and live broadcast. Then we're going to talk about the invalidation block. And we're going to talk about removing that block. And, of course, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity. My quote for tonight, once again, comes from the lovely, powerful Amina Rashid. She's a dynamic change influencer, education and curriculum director at the Morton Group, consultant group, and she's a wisdom walker. And she says, I am a divine recipient of God's blessings. I am aware of what I am and not attached to the who. I seek information from within, and I trust my intuition to guide and inform me. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Amina, so much for that. You know, that is the consciousness that we need to be moving with and moving through at this time, folks. I mean, yeah, this is what we just gotta do. Absolutely. A couple of more comments coming in. Ah, Lynn, hey, Lynn, and Earth Mama. Saying, lovely, two nights in a row, she gets to tap in. I know, right? Because, you know, I usually don't do that. You know I don't usually do that. Thank you for being here. I love it. Miss Tracy has given me some beautiful emojis there. Love it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, no. I can't believe this. Michael? Mike, what you doing on here? You're supposed to be in Milwaukee doing this conference. Oh, my God. And I can feel that it's been going really good. So I can't wait for you all to give me the breakdown. And when you see Carmen Teller, congratulations, because I can feel it's doing well. Thank you for being here. Much appreciated. Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about become right back. Oh, my God. Yes, I know it was made. I could feel it. I could feel the energetic of it. Yes. So let me quickly review with you what we talked about in terms of the divine reciprocity, the unknowable ways in which a greater order and direction, also known as God, the universe, Yahweh, Allah, Kamisama, and Unat Lavhi. Yes, these are gifts you for choosing to wisdom walk. Yes, these are unknowable ways in which this happens. And, of course, this means becoming a self-master, the best you, accessing your higher timeline, and walk your unique higher path. Yes, definitely, because we cannot do this, honey, on our own with the level of intelligence that we have. And also, divine reciprocity gives you exactly what you need to achieve fulfillment in life, to have your happy endings, when you have chosen to think, have, do, and be loving towards others and yourself unconditionally. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're going to get into, because we're going to talk about how essential that is, that loving ourselves unconditionally is, if we are really, really going to open wide to receive and receive what we need in this divine reciprocity way, especially. You know, the other thing about divine reciprocity is that it can be things that come, especially when we thought they couldn't come. Yeah, and I know all of us have had those experiences, right, you know, where you gave up on it or you thought, well, no, that's just not for me. It's never going to happen. And then, boom, it seems like out of the air, it shows up. Yeah, and that's the divine reciprocity piece. But let's look at some of what I call the invalidation block. Give you a bigger view of this. So invalidation is when you were told, shown, or experienced as a child, and then, of course, it continues into adolescence and into adulthood, that there's something wrong with you. You're not enough. You're bad. You're wrong all the time. You'll never do that. Who do you think you are? You know, this is invalidation, and it leaves us feeling in these various ways that you're seeing here. You know, trapped in a jar, shackled with our hands shackled. We can't do what we really want to do. Invisible, you know, faceless, like we don't exist. I shouldn't be here. I don't belong. You know, because I'm different, so there's something wrong with me and bad with me. And then, of course, just the levels of pain, emotional pain, depression, anger, you know, just feeling fractured, the fracturedness that comes out of that experience of being invalidated. And, you know, we all have had that in some way, shape, or form, when we were children, when we were growing up. I tell about the experience I had with my aunt, who was a very, very powerful woman. I learned so much from her about things I couldn't have learned any other way. But she also was the most invalidating family member you'd ever want to meet. And she definitely was invalidating to me because of her competition, the sibling rivalry she had with my mom. And so she would say things to me that you really should never say to a child, that it's just not appropriate to make them feel so bad. But what I learned as I did my wisdom walking and opened up to understanding that I'm not a victim to life is that she was only transferring onto me what she was believing about herself. Yeah, absolutely. And so think about that. Think about those people in life who have, you know, invalidated you. And realize that it really was coming out of their own pain. You were a recipient of somebody else's pain. They were transferring their pain onto you. And once we recognize that, once we're able to really accept it and understand it, then we're linking up to this, folks. We're linking up to the fact that we have a soul. That's our real higher self, a divine, mighty being. And so regardless of whatever invalidation is heaped upon us, this never changes. This is the constant. You have a soul. That's your real higher self. You are a divine, mighty being. I love this picture here. I'm so happy I found this because to me, this is what I mean when I talk about being connected to a greater order and direction. It's like you're taken to the mountaintop, like Martin Luther King said, I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the promised land. And you are connected to all that is, all the one, you know, this is the truth of who you are. And when we're able to have these moments, it's like things come into view, we get clarity. Things can change for us on a dime. And this is something that, you know, we are to be practicing. We're to be practicing and developing the muscle to get ourselves to this higher timeline, to this higher level of consciousness and truth about who it is that we really are. And so to get out of, to remove those blocks from that invalidation. And, you know, it's something that you may not even realize how much it's affecting your life because I know for me it was like the more I took on learning how to really love myself unconditionally, that's when I got more conscious of, oh, that's a block. Oh, that where's that coming from? Oh, yeah. You know, it's like it all began to come together. So that may be going on for some of you right now, or it's gone on for you, and now this is just another validation. Yeah, because it'll creep back up. Like last year in January of 2022, and I could feel that pain of some of the stuff my aunt had said to me in a deep way because I was strong enough, right? I was emotionally strong enough to take it on, and I just let myself feel it, have it, go through it, release it, do the forgiveness work again, right? And get that, okay, I removed a block. A block has been removed. And so, again, it comes out of us remembering the truth of who we are and choosing to be in the energy of divine source. Like this is what is available for all of us just for the asking, just for the believing, just for the willingness to be connected in this way. It is just, you know, it's so, so, so important. I can't tell you. And we can all really have that. Now, I've got a comment I want to share with you from Lynn Johnson again. She said, this very thing allowed me to clear my brother's verbally abusive invalidation some years ago now, so that when he recently died, I felt only love and could fully participate in energetically supporting him in transition. Thank you, Judge Apa, because I began that process in your medicine elemental wisdom workshop. Yes, when we're using the dagger wisdom. Wonderful. Wow. Thank you for that testimony, Lynn. That's really powerful. And that's what we all need to understand, that we don't have to stay in that invalidation. We can take it on, learning how to let it go. It starts with activating your self-worth. It starts with you wanting to really believe that you are enough. And I just got some more wonderful messages here for you. This is from the great Brené Brown. You're imperfect and you're wired for struggle, but you are worthy of love and belonging, because that's another piece that happens with invalidation. You feel like you're put out of the tribe, you know, put out of the family, put out of the workplace. I know some people who are change influencers in their work and who are meeting with great adversity as a result of that. One of them did lose their position. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that will happen, but it's our job to remember that we are worthy of love and belonging. And so when we're taken out of a situation that's not right for us, it's because God's got something better, something more. And Tracy Morgan says, worthy indeed, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I love that quote. You know, you are a unique, beautiful soul. The great Louise Hay, and if you haven't gotten You Can Heal Your Life and don't use it often, shame on you. If you're a wisdom walker, that's one of our Bibles to go to look at the tie between the emotions and the physical ailments. And Louise Hay was just a great, incredible leader in, you know, helping people heal. And that's such a beautiful message. And then this one, I am worthy of love and respect. Yes, I am. Definitely, definitely. This is so important. And we have to know this as our truth, definitely. And then I really like this one. Erase self-doubt by working to build your strengths instead of focusing on your weaknesses. This is Rodolfo Costa. Yeah. How cool is that? How cool is that? And you know, that's something sometimes that we forget about because we get so attached to what's wrong. And, you know, Madison Avenue, the advertising industry, since the 1950s especially, has done an amazing job of convincing all of us that we're not enough and there's something wrong. Your teeth aren't white enough. You're not tall enough. You're not short enough. You're too fat. You're too thin. You need this apparatus on your wrist so that you can take enough steps and then you're going to be healthy, you know, whatever it is, you know. And so it's been used to get us to get out there and buy something most of the time that we really don't need, but we buy it anyway. And, you know, we get caught up in that belief that there's something wrong, there's something wrong, there's something wrong. But the truth is no. Think about what is right. Focus on those strengths. Really step into loving yourself unconditionally and in ways that you couldn't even imagine that you really could. Yeah. And so one of the ways in which we do this, and I've talked about this a lot, I've talked about this approach many, many times and in many, many videos, but I'm going to talk about it again, and this is about listening to your heart. Listen to your heart. Yes, your brain is important. Yes, your brain will help you out, but let me tell you about that heart, folks. Let me tell you about the heart. We have to listen to our heart. It will lead us into the right direction. Yes, you can do anything as long as you do not stop believing. When it is intended to be, it will be. Just follow your heart. Yeah. And why is it? Why is it that we have a problem listening to our heart? Oh, yeah. that invalidation stuff, right? Exactly. Because, you know, when you have been feeling in the way that this is representing, yeah, it's almost like you forget you have a heart. You forget you have a heart. Or your heart is so broken. It's so sore. You know, it's so painful that you just don't even want to deal with it. Like, heart, let me get out of here. Because, of course, the heart is associated with what? Oh, yeah, our emotions and vulnerability, right? Yeah. So that invalidation block is no joke. It is no joke. But the good news is that we can choose, we can be willing to listen to our heart. And here's some guidance for how you know the difference between listening to your heart versus your fear or your pain body, which usually sometimes talks louder than we would like it. And first of all, the heart never yells at you or shames, blames you, okay? The heart message feels good because it's your truth. It never lies. The heart message brings inner peace and calm, not anxiety or fear. The heart message can move you to tears versus the pain body moving you to anger. And last but not least, the heart message brings compassion, not judgment. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful how the universe has designed this important physical and metaphysical component of who we are as humans to be so loving to us, so able to really dispel all that invalidation with a validation of you are enough, you are worthy, you do belong, you are capable, you are loved and loving. This is all of your truth. And when we take the time to listen to our heart, this is when we are able to remember that, because that's what it's about. It's about remembering that we can listen to our hearts and we can learn our truth. You know, it's almost like thinking of the heart listening as your intuition. Yeah. Like things that you really do know, and they're the truthful things, the right things, because it feels good, you know. When you're dealing with what is not your truth, or what goes against your truth, you're going to feel some tension in your belly, you know, or somewhere in your head somewhere. It's not going to feel good. But when you listen to your truth, when you hear that, you know, you are enough, you are loving, you are worthy, it's like, you know, it's silk, like a silk that goes over you. Yeah. So here is my personal growth opportunity for you. I am going to suggest and ask you over the next week or weeks to place your hands over your heart and ask it to tell you what you need to know so you can be loving to yourself when you wake or start your day. Yes, just think about doing that. And you can do it at night too, but if you do it in the morning, it's great because it's like how you're going to be starting your day. How you're going to be starting up your day. Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And, you know, this month's energy about being able to receive, opening to receive, if you're not listening to your heart, if you're not letting your heart lead you to take the risks that sometimes are required to receive what it is you need, you know, you just won't get it. And you'll be in a state of, God doesn't love me. The universe doesn't love me. Oh, Judge Pai, I've been saying that mantra over and over again, but nothing's showing up. Nothing's happening, you know. Think of it this way, okay, that the way the universe works, because remember, it's coming from a dimension where it's non-physical. Right? There's no physicality there. And so when you're asking for something, it has to send it, but you have to be able to hold it. You got to have some baskets around you to hold it, okay? So those baskets you can think of as your ability to feel worthy, to feel loved, to feel valuable, to feel enough, to feel capable, all those things that really go into self-love, okay? So when those baskets are out there, when you work in those baskets, you got them out there, and you ask, then you receive because the baskets are there. But if you ain't working those baskets and you're asking for something, the universe be sending stuff, but it's got nowhere to land, you know. Or you got a hole in your bucket. You got a hole in your basket, right? And it just goes out. Yeah, yeah. So this learning how to love ourselves in this way by using the heart, listening to the heart, is going to enable you to really be able to get that divine reciprocity, to receive what it is that you need. Yeah. And again, when we're able to love ourselves, that's when we're able to share that with others, like what Lynn said. Even though there was this invalidation coming from her brother, she was able to forgive and be at the portal with him when he was crossing over. I was able to forgive my aunt and really be very loving to her. She got a chronic disease of kidney failure, and so I was able to be loving to her. I didn't, you know, take it on like this is how it has to be forever, that she's a little evil person. No, she's a human. She's gone through her stuff, whatever. So I hope that's very helpful to you, and I hope you practice putting your hand over your heart in the morning. Here's my Sarah saying for this month, and it comes from Abraham Hicks. What happens to most people is that they muddy their vision with reality. Their vision becomes full of what somebody else thinks about what they want. Your work is to clarify and purify your vision. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mama Sarah, one of my huge, huge ancestors who I'm so grateful for. Absolutely. Well, we have come to the end of this broadcast, the end of this month. May is coming. I'm a big Star Wars fan. So may the Force be with you, to the other Star Wars fans out there. I want to close out, of course, always first thanking my wonderful engineer, Ms. Yvette Parker, who was connecting me up on her way home using New York City public transit. You can't make this stuff up. Yvette, you are golden, and thank you so much for going out of your way to make sure that I can do my work and get my messages out here. So to you and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family, thank you, thank you, thank you. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, to those who have wisdom walked with me, who want to wisdom walk with me, who are just about to wisdom walk with me, who are wisdom walking with me, and you know who you are. Yes, thank you. To my family on both coasts and in the middle of the country, to my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership friends, my medicine brothers and sisters all over the world, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your loving support. Now, I want to let you know that I will be live streaming, live broadcasting next weekend. So it's two in a row because I want to get back in on schedule with starting at the beginning and the middle of and doing it in the middle of the month. And so the theme for May is bring balance. Yeah, that's going to be really, really, really cool. So let me advertise my book for you, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, and still available Amazon, Kindle, Walmart, Ace Books, and other online booksellers. Yes, yes, yes. So last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, Miss Tracy says here, may the Force be with you. Thank you, thank you. Another Star Wars fan out there. And please, please, like I always tell you, have a healthy, happy, and very safe Earth Week, continue to open to receive, continue to pay it forward, yes. And remember, microorganisms don't go away, okay? So what does that mean? That means that continue to do the necessary practices to avoid either contracting or spreading the microorganisms. And yes, if you go out into some place, you're in a crowd, wear your mask. Or if you go into some place where you're going to be around a lot of people, or you know there's not a lot of ventilation, wear your mask. If you can't do your mask, you got to strengthen your immune system. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. Practice safe relating. That's also important. Continue to wash those hands frequently. I'm still making sure. When I go into that supermarket, I get out my little thing, clean off the cart thing. When I'm done, I do it. You know, all of that really helps so that we can avoid having to go through what we went through in 2020. This time, and it will be another time, not gonna lie, but this time we can get through it from a place where hopefully not so many people have to die. And that should be all of our goal, is to practice assigned safety and avoid the perceived safety. And most importantly, as always, please, please, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.